The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
It's been a busy one on a Monday. Kermit Davis started us off, the Ole Miss basketball coach, trying to find a way into the tournament. The SEC basketball tournament may be his best ticket, at least a good run. And we've had Andrea Gallo on talking about the latest from LSU. The commissioner was with us a minute ago. And Alyssa Lang will be with us momentarily to give us the final thoughts on the women's tournament. Men's coverage begins on Wednesday. We'll be here all day with a lead-in to that. And, of course, the tournament begins Wednesday night. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285. And let's check out Jerry, who is in Texas. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Paul. This is Jerry, a longtime listener. I'm originally from Jackson, Tennessee.
Thank you.
We played Juro High School in Memphis and been down here in Texas a pretty good while.
Great. Great to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, Paul. I heard a recording on Twitter that some guy had recorded. I think his name's Rush Probst, the coach from Hoover, and then he went to Valdosta.
Right.
And about the paying of players at the high schools he coached at. They also made mention of the same thing going on in Georgia and Alabama. Is there any truth to that, or do you know, have you heard about that? I know you know who Rush is.
Yeah, no, listen, I know Rush very well. Known him a long time. In fact, communicated with him earlier today, trying to get some clarification. And unfortunately, it is a blockbuster story, assuming that it's in context, but we have no earthly idea of the veracity of this tape. Is it really him on the tape? Is he, you know, how did these things happen? He's also in a lot of trouble right now, and trouble has followed him throughout his career. You know, he got fired from Hoover, where Jeremy Pruitt, if you may remember, was his top assistant coach. And he has had issues in Georgia. This issue that he currently has, that he's been accused of pilfering money, may be the most serious that he's had to deal with. I am not one to ever run away from a story, but I just don't think we have enough right now to make any sense out of it. So I know there are a lot of folks in the audience who want to hear about this with the same breathless enthusiasm that we heard last night about Meghan and Harry and the Royal Guard. But right now we have parts of two audio tapes of which I have no idea exactly where they came from.
I fully agree, and I just want to get your opinion on it because I know you're very familiar with Rush.
Thank you. Yeah, and
Birmingham days.
I would invite, if Rush wants to make these allegations publicly, he knows where to find me. I sincerely doubt he will because he has too many other issues right now, and I also know Rush, what somebody says privately may not equate to it being true. We all say things, could some of it be true? Could all? I just don't know. And I've had people ask me about this ask everyone about this from morning till night, and I've yet to hear anyone offer a shred of evidence that these tapes are accurate. Thanks for the call, though. I appreciate it. Cat Daddy is up next, and whatever he says is accurate. So how are you, Cat Daddy?
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I got the month of May.
What a great song.
You might say, what can make me feel this way? My Lady Gamecock, my Lady Gamecock. Hot, hot, hit that high note. How you doing, Big Paul? You looking good and sounding good.
Thank you.
How about them Lady Gamecocks, huh?
Really great to see. I'm happy for Dawn. I think you know because we've had her on the show enough times, including last Thursday. She's one of the absolute greatest people I've ever met.
Oh, she's a lady. She is a lady. It's like Tom Jones in that song. She's a lady. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's only that going back 50 song. Years on that song, by the way.
Yeah. I saw him on television. He's about 60, almost 70 years old now.
That song came out in 71, so that was 50 years ago. So I think Tom might be older than that.
Where does the time fly?
It's amazing what Botox and good makeup will do.
You ain't right. Well, thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the show. And congratulations to all the Lady Gamecocks. Party time!
Cat Daddy's finally found something to celebrate. Mitch is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Mitch.
Well, I guess Cat Daddy's going to agree with everything I'm getting ready to say then. Paul, do you remember back in the 80s when the Gamecock program was destroyed by the lady Gamecock coach?
I must tell you, I do not remember that.
It was, I think they were still in the, what conference were they in? Oh, well. Anyway, they had I can't think of her last name, but it was, the coach was Pam, and she was having relations with some of her players.
Mm.
And then it turned out that it was not consensual, it was coerced, and the whole program just about fell apart. It was about the same time Sheila Foster and Evelyn Johnson, Magic Johnson's sister, was there. See, I'm a Clemson fan, but I know my history. But anyway, Dawn Staley has nothing to apologize for anything she says, whether she makes it a race issue or whatever. She has built a program that had fallen off the face of the earth.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So
yeah, she did, and not to go back to the earlier caller, but you know, the commissioner just said a similar thing, and he said it because it was significant. And I thought the context that Commissioner Sankey put it in was even more important because I did not remember this. The tournament had been in Greenville. It was moved out of Greenville because of the Confederate flag, and then it was put back there. And I thought the idea that she said it with that as a backdrop on the same day that the country was remembering one of the ugliest moments in the civil rights history at the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma. It carried such weight, and it was also completely accurate.
But this woman has earned the right,
yes,
to wave her banner and to be proud.
But I will tell you this. I think sometimes people rightly or wrongly, wear things on their sleeve. I will tell you, Dawn Staley doesn't wear anything on her sleeve other than herself. You know her background. You know her history. And I thought she touched on it the other day. I mean, no one has come from a more difficult background to achieve what she has achieved.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, people should not look at whatever tone something is said. They should look at the meaning behind it.
Well, you know what she was also doing, Mitch, and I don't think people realize this. She was paying tribute not to herself. She was paying tribute to the other coach I think that was her intent. She wanted to make sure that people appreciated that Georgia has a great basketball program, too, because she doesn't need any more attention. She's the most successful women's coach outside of Gina Auriemma. And she's the Olympic coach. I mean, Dawn has it all.
Well, the SEC, and, you know, I'm not one fond of putting nice things out there about the SEC, but the SEC in itself should be very proud of the way they have encouraged black lady coaches.
Well, I think, Mitch, a lot of that comes from the top, and, you know, I know how important it is to Commissioner Sankey. I know how important it is to his predecessor. And not that encouragement will always get you to do the right thing or the appropriate thing, but sometimes leadership does matter. I really appreciate what you had to say. Thank you very, very much. Let's check in with Jamie up next. Hey, Jamie, thanks for the call.
Good afternoon, Paul. A pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
Hey, I think I've figured out the problem with Tennessee men's basketball.
Please.
We're missing a slogan. We're missing a slogan. You know how Nolan Richardson back in the 90s had the 40 minutes of hell? I think Tennessee's basketball program could adopt the 40 minutes of what the hell? Because we seem to go from
throwing
in the ocean, standing in a boat, to the last 12 minutes of the Florida game look like, they look like world beaters again.
Yeah, they've just been liberated.
It looks like somebody mailed John Fulkerson's game back to him. And at halftime, I guess Amazon dropped it off for him. And
yeah, Fulkerson's got
like
Amazon. He's got Sunday Prime.
It must be what it is. So luckily that came just in time, but, All kidding aside, it just baffles me that we lose, we win in the box score, and then if you looked at the box score and not the scoreboard, you'd think we got killed.
Jamie, I've seen a lot of bumpy roads that were forgotten about by a good march, and that's really what's ahead for Rick Barnes. He can rectify these problems this week and obviously next. He's going to be okay. Thank you for the call. We're heading to a break. And we have a special guest coming up in just a moment, Alyssa Lang, who, of course, anchored the coverage all week and all weekend long of the women's tournament. She will join us with her review, and we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we welcome you back. We're delighted to welcome Alyssa Lang to the program, who, of course, anchored the women's coverage all weekend long of the tournament. And Alyssa, before we even begin, I have to apologize because of a satellite conundrum, which I was unaware of until a minute ago. This is going to cut off at some point. It has nothing to do with the topic or especially you. So, you do understand the business. Thanks so much for being here, first of all. And we've talked a lot about Dawn Staley and Joni and the tournament this weekend. Just sitting there anchoring it all weekend, we are interested in your impressions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the exact numbers for whether or not this is accurate, but I would be astounded if this was not one of the closest tournaments we've ever seen in the SEC. I think all but two games were truly decided within the last couple of minutes of these matchups. And so it was truly just great, exciting basketball all week long. And it culminated in this fantastic championship game, which was so entertaining. I mean, South Carolina didn't have too hard of a time last year when they won it. And it was certainly a little bit more of a challenge going up against Joni Taylor's squad for Dawn Staley this year. But all across the SEC, Paul, great, tough basketball. And it kind of backs up what a lot of these coaches think, and that's that there should be a lot of teams in the NCAA tournament this year.
And not to try to get football into this, but there was Kirby Smart yesterday and his family supporting his coach, one of his favorite coaches and a good friend. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome to see the stadium shot or the arena shot of Kirby sitting there eating popcorn and supporting the ladies. It was the first time since 2004 that Georgia had been in that championship game at the SEC tournament. So you always love to see when the different programs, no matter what campus it is, support each other. So seeing the head football coach in the crowd, I'm sure gave the Lady Bulldogs certainly a little bit of an extra push, knowing that everybody back in Athens was really, really proud of them. And they made everyone proud as well. It was a hard-fought championship game, and we're going to see a lot more basketball from Georgia this season.
Not to get too deep into bracketology, but why not? You know, with two sensational teams from the SEC being obviously South Carolina and A&M, are they both in line for a number one?
Yeah, and there was going to be a lot to change that going into this week. You know, we were talking with Charlie Green throughout the week, and I think South Carolina really would have had to lose Friday and Saturday to lose that number one seed. Kentucky actually moved up, and I believe where we stand right now, we've got eight teams who are projected to be in and two that are on the outside looking in with Ole Miss and LSU, which depending on what the committee values this year, you could see 9 or 10 SEC teams sneak into it by the end of this thing, but there should be a solid eight. So it feels like we're on a crash course to maybe seeing some more SEC on SEC matchups coming up here in the postseason.
And I know, I think it comes out next, Monday morning, but is the women's tournament also, I know that I'm confused. At one time I heard it was going to be one place and now I'm hearing another. Where is the women's tournament going to be?
You know, Paul, I think it's in Indianapolis, but I have to do some research actually on where all of the sites are, because I know to your point that things are a little different this year.
Originally I thought it was going to be in San Antonio, and then
San Antonio.
But anyway, we will find that out. Things are a little bit confused. Anyway, they're telling me that we're about to lose you. But we will continue this conversation, Alyssa. And great job all weekend. I watched a lot of the games, beginning on Wednesday, and you were fantastic.
Thank you so much, Paul. I appreciate it.
Alyssa Lang, briefer than we wanted, but some satellite issue. We got in late and had to get out early, and we apologize for that. Anyway, let's get back to the calls here and check in with Skip, who is in South Carolina. Hello, Skip.
How you doing, Paul? How are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
I wanted to touch base with you on two things. First was the young lady that you just had on needs to learn how to pronounce who the Gamecocks are. It's Gamecocks, not Gamecock.
Okay.
Kicking the flies, I know, but I'm a Gamecock through and through. And the female coach for Carolina that started the basketball program back in the mid 70s was Pam Parsons.
Okay. I do vaguely remember that now.
Jim Carlin was the athletic director that they had brought in when they ran Paul Diesel off. And then Carlin proceeded to run off Frank McGuire, which is another story.
Yeah.
Anyways, Pam Parsons, I believe it was 74, 75.
Okay. Well, Skip, thanks for the update. I do appreciate it. Bruce is up next in Arkansas. Hey, Bruce.
How you doing?
Bruce, we're doing well. Thank you.
I enjoy listening to your show and watching it.
Thank you.
I like all the subjects you talk about. And Arkansas Hogs are going to be the next basketball national champions.
You think so?
I hope so. I moved down here 26 years ago when they had the last one. They're due for another one, and they got a good team. But I have a question on one of the players.
Okay.
That has been suspended or something. Nothing's been on the news about it. Williams, he's a replacement for the center Conover.
Right.
But he hasn't played the last two games. So I'm just curious if you heard anything about it or.
I don't have any available information, but I'll tell you what, Bruce, I will check into that and see what we can do for you. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. How about Tommy next up in Georgia? Hello, Tommy.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're looking good today, man.
Thank you.
Listen, can we talk a little football?
Why not?
Why not? Let's break the ice here. I'm a Georgia fan. I'm a diehard Georgia fan. I bleed red and black. And, you know, I was looking at the schedule earlier. September the 4th is going to be a huge day for college football and even a more huge day for Kirby Smart going into Charlotte and playing Clemson. I don't know how the ratings are for the who's rated what preseason, but this is going to be a big game.
Yeah, Tommy.
College football.
You're right. If I had to guess right now, either Clemson or Alabama is going to be number one, and or there'll be one or two, and Georgia will be no lower than three. It could be one versus three. I don't think Georgia will get ranked ahead of Alabama, but it's possible.
Good night. I tell you what, there's Kirby Smart's going to be one hungry dog going into Charlotte, I hope.
Yeah, no, that is, I mean, there are a lot of really good games the first weekend or even the first couple weekends, but that's the best game. It's not even close. I mean, that is a national championship type of game. And, you know, Georgia will have when was the last time we said this? Georgia will have more experience at quarterback than Clemson.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I appreciate you taking my call. My daughter graduated from Georgia. My granddaughter graduated from Georgia. And I just love the Georgia Bulldogs. Thank you, Paul. You do a great job.
Hey, thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, we, you know, obviously, you know, we got a lot of hoops to get to over the next few weeks. But college football training camps are opening. Some have already opened. Many will continue to over these next 2 to 3 weeks. So, you know, there'll be plenty of conversation about college football as well. We still have 30 minutes to go here. If you want to get in, we will take you right now at 855-242-7285. A busy show. The commissioner joined us earlier. So did Kermit Davis. You heard Alyssa there. We had Andrea Gallo with the latest on the Les Miles LSU investigation.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we are coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we're back. Great to have all of you here. Final 30 minutes. And don't forget, Wednesday night, it all begins from Nashville, 7 p.m. And we'll have it for you right as we say goodnight. Let's check in with Arthur, who is up next in Alabama. Hello, Arthur. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
I'm well.
Just wondering if you've heard anything on the Rush Probes or if you've talked about it today on your show of Rush Probes accusations of Nick Saban and Kirby Smart paying players.
Yeah, it's come up a few times. And Arthur, I understand the salaciousness of the allegations, especially when you consider the source. He spent a long time in Alabama, and not only that, Jeremy Pruitt was on his staff, and he remains a very close friend of Jeremy Pruitt. Yeah. The one thing I don't know is if these tapes really exist or if this is I mean, yeah, I'm not trying to sound like.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of wondering, because all it is right now is audio. There's, you know, there's no real video evidence of him, and I'm not real familiar with probes to say that that's his voice.
Well,
but I know you know, the local crew here that you speak with, I believe every Thursday, Mark and Lee, they were pretty much dominated the show this morning. So I was just wondering, you know, like I said, I got in the truck late night.
No, Arthur, had a chance. I mean, if you want to, I'm not criticizing those two guys. I mean, they're friends of mine, but you can do anything with the story you want to do. And I am going to be
like
very
radio man. You know, they got to fill a time slot.
No, I get it. I've done it. And I just don't know where you go with it. In all candor, you don't have Rush Probst saying, yeah, that's my voice. You don't have Rush Probst enunciating it. You have, an audio that not the first audio to come out in his scandal down there, and the guy has, you know, had a lot of problems. That doesn't make one bit of difference whether these stories are true. And by the way, even if everything he says is true, what are you going to do about it? Do you have any corroborating witnesses? Do you have a specific? I've known coaches over the years who are always accusing someone else of cheating, and it's hard for me to fathom that Nick Saban and Kirby Smart are now the poster children for what's wrong in college athletics. They're only two of the best coaches in America. Let's continue with more phone calls here. And Jim is in North Carolina. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Paul, how are you?
We are doing great.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I just wanted to give a shout out to Dawn Staley and the Lady Gamecocks.
Sure.
And I want to get your take on this. Do you see the Lady Gamecocks and that athletic program bleeding over and uplifting a poor South Carolina, showing both in football and in basketball?
Yeah, I don't, Jim, the basketball situation is very interesting for me. And, you know, the Gamecocks have looked pretty bad, to say the least. And I don't know where Ray Tanner is on Frank Martin. I'll try to keep my personal feelings out of this. I'm a huge fan of Coach Martin. And but ultimately, you know, you can't live off of that Final Four appearance your whole career.
Well, we can't live off. Yeah, we can't live off something that happened 2.5 years.
Yeah,
yeah, we beat a great good team that year. But you know what? It was a one-off kind of deal. So that's where I'm at. But my big thing is how does Dawn Staley and Lady Gamecocks, do you think that's going to uplift all of South Carolina athletes?
Jim, I can't say yes because. Yeah, I mean, she's won championship. I mean, she won the national championship 5 years ago, and I can't tell you it had much. I think basketball-wise, that was the same year Frank took his team to the Final Four, but I've yet to see it impact the football program.
Yeah, to say the least. I'm hopeful, of course, for Beamer and even bringing his dad on and some other things, but it's a tough time to be a Gamecock.
Well, it's great to hear from you, Jim, and let's hope for better times, especially for Shane Beamer, who I really think could get it going. Let's check in with Philip, who is up next in Florida. Hey, Philip.
Hey, how you doing, Jim? Paul, I'm sorry. The caller before that said the Georgia-Clemson game would be a big deal. In my mind, neither one of them make the Final Four.
Okay.
I think Alabama do as they used to do. I believe that a Texas A&M will be a better rival for us this year than either of those in Florida. And I just think Clemson's had two great quarterbacks in a row. I do not believe they got a good one this year, so I don't think they'll be that great. Just my opinion.
Well, listen, this program is built on opinions, whether we agree or disagree, and I happen to disagree, but that's for another day. Let's check in with Brad, who is up next. Hey, Brad, thanks. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing?
Brad, we're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to tout on them Razorbacks. it's been a long time since we really had a coach that seems like he really knows what he's doing besides Nolan. And I just wanted to just tell the Razorbacks I'm so happy for them.
Well, I agree with you. I think Musselman is a fantastic coach, and to me, he's just brought enthusiasm back to Northwest Arkansas. That's always been a special place for basketball, and I thought Mike Anderson would do it, and I think he came pretty close at times. In fact, Mike is doing really well at St. John's this year. That team is on the bubble. He's done a remarkable job up there. And I know everybody in Arkansas loves Coach Anderson, but sometimes you just don't make it. Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's move along and talk to Eddie, who is up next in Georgia. Hey, Eddie, good afternoon.
Yes, sir. Mr. Paul, I know you're doing good, but if Alabama sweeps the SEC championship, do you think they can get a number one seed?
It will be difficult, but, beating Kentucky on Friday and, whoever else they see, it would put them in a good spot. Michigan lost yesterday, so they're number two. I think it depends. I don't think it's a clear path, but I do think they have a shot at getting the fourth spot. Right now, I would probably.
I can remember when we got ripped off against Indiana, and Baird's wife said that was not a charge, that was a block. That was in the 70s, if you remember that.
Yeah, that was 1976 you're talking about. One of the greatest.
Correct. Yes, sir.
One of the greatest Alabama teams of all time, and it had to face Indiana in a, believe it was a regional Sweet 16. And Coach Sam Newton used to be a regular on our program before he passed away, and what a great man he was. And he talked about that game all the time. Bob Knight said that was the best team Indiana played all year, and that team in any other year could have and probably would have won the national championship.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.